Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Federal regulators have charged two major U.S. food companies, Kraft and Mondelez, with manipulating prices for wheat and wheat futures in a plan that reaped more than $5.4 million in profit. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission announced the civil charges yesterday. The agency said the companies used manipulative trading strategies in December of 2011 to artificially lower wheat prices on the spot market. The CFTC also says that Kraft and Mondelez violated rules limiting the volume of futures contracts in wheat that financial investors can trade on exchanges. The Commerce Department this morning says the U.S. trade deficit plunged in February. The deficit was down 16.9% to $35.4 billion. That's down from the $42.7 billion that was reported in January. The sharp decrease reflected a $10.2 billion drop in imports since January, likely due to cheaper oil prices and a surging U.S. dollar. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending March the 26th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 6.0, next year 4.8. Corn this year, 16.0, next year 1.0. Soybeans this year, 1.0, next year 20.9. Also this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 118,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations during the 15-16 marketing year.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With more than 145 years of experience, Busey understands the benefits healthy businesses provide the local economy, proudly partnering with the business community since 1868. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather and into the weekend, as tomorrow we do not have shows in the morning, is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. We got a little bit of shower activity occurring out there. Thunder rumbled across some areas also overnight last night. It was kind of a resemblance of past spring and summer seasons. I guess we're warming up enough that that's what we have to deal with now for a while. The temperatures out there this morning, balmy, running mostly in the 50s across a big part of the region from southeast half of Iowa and eastern Kansas through all of the heart of the Midwest, Illinois, eastward into Ohio, and up into parts of Michigan. So quite a contrast from where we were just last weekend when it was downright nippy cold across the region. Well, the temperatures are helping to put some more moisture in the atmosphere. The atmosphere is allowed to hold more, I guess, when we're this warm, and that's why we've got some shower activity occurring out there this morning. It is rather poorly distributed, but there will be some of this occurring as we go through the day today. Not necessarily real welcome, I guess, when we're trying to get the ground to dry out a little bit. The forecast here is going to offer more precipitation for the region as we go through the day today. In fact, there may be later this afternoon and evening a little line of thunderstorms that can develop across parts of Indiana and Ohio and maybe produce some locally heavier amounts of rainfall. And we may see precipitation still continuing tomorrow across portions of southern Illinois and southeast Missouri and parts of Kentucky as a little reinforcing shot of energy starts to work its way along the frontal boundary. And that precipitation will go ahead and work its way through the rest of the Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky area as we go through the afternoon tomorrow and into Saturday morning. So we're going to end up with a fair amount of moisture across parts of the region. Early indications suggest that those rain totals will most likely be in the range of around a quarter to three-quarters of an inch, but there will be those stronger storms that will produce some 1 to 2 inch amounts of rain, and that is something we just simply don't want right now when we're trying to get these fields in good shape for planting. The break in the precipitation that's coming up will be certainly welcome, but it may not be quite long enough lasting. There will be another chance for some rain moving into the Ohio River Valley as we go into Sunday night and into Monday morning. This little disturbance is really quite weak. It's probably not going to produce much moisture, but there will be a few areas that will pick up on some additional precipitation. That's not going to be welcome. And we get out towards the middle part of next week, and we've got a new frontal system that will begin to impact the region. And that will start a period of several days of shower and thunderstorm activity that will work its way through the lower Midwest and leave us with an environment that certainly won't be very supportive of getting into the fields for a while. The temperature bias across the region is still looking favorable as far as raising soil temperatures additionally. We'll look for the temperatures this afternoon to be in the 60s and 70s across a big part of the Midwest. Most of those 70s will be lower 70s, but it'll still be out there from Illinois southward. And, of course, we've got the shower activity that'll work kind of against us for a little while here today. Tomorrow we'll look for a little bit cooler across the region, 40s and 50s in the northern Midwest, 50s and 60s in the south, and then we'll start a new warming trend as we go into the weekend. By the time we get to the first part of next week, we should be looking at 60 and 70-degree temperatures again across the southern two-thirds of the Midwest, with some 40s maybe still occurring up across the Great Lakes region. Our lowest temperatures at night are not likely to get much cooler than 20s and 30s, but we will see a risk of some frost and freezes across the northern half of the Midwest on Saturday morning when it's coolest. And then as we go forward in time, we're going to be watching real closely for a larger ridge of high pressure to build up across parts of the region, maybe at the end of next week into the following weekend, that could bring a much more significant period of drier and warmer weather. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey is an organization whose roots run deep, financing agricultural needs for over 145 years, helping serve the agribusiness needs of landowners and investors for generations to come. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 577.5, up 5.5. Soft May, 533.75, up 5.25. May corn, unchanged at 381.75. July, 389.75, down a quarter. December, 406.25, down a half. May beans, 985.25, down 4.5. July, 990.25, down 4.25. November, 970, down 2.75. May soybean meal, 328.20, down 370. May soybean oil, 3092, up 23. April live cattle, 162.32.5, up 52.5. April feeders, 219.50, up 87.5. April lean hogs, 62.90, and they are unchanged. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, long weekend ahead of us, but the market not doing too much today.
No, a little bit quiet. I think we're seeing some profit taking here in the beans after the last couple of days upside. It looks to me like last week's high at 990 on the May futures, even though we pushed above it yesterday, that's still kind of a tough resistance area. The next area is looking at about 996. So you've got a lot of layers of resistance. The 50-day moving average today, I believe, is at 987. So that's about the area where we seem to get up to and then sell off a little bit. New crop export bookings on the beans were strong. The old crop looks like that business is going to Brazil rather than the U.S.
So we set ourselves up for a fairly range-bound trade and then NOVs between 975 and 937?
Oh, absolutely. 975 is going to be a lot of resistance. I'm not sure we need to even get down much below that 950 area mm-hmm. for right now till we get a little more crop in the ground.
And your thoughts on corn?
Corn market exports have picked up a little bit, but when's that going to be shipped, I guess, is the question. I think we're mostly in a sideways trading range with the $4 area on July going to be pretty difficult to try. 395, 396 probably going to hold upside on the short term, but about 380 on the downside should hold too.
The wheat market, I remarked yesterday, it's like the movie Psycho in the shower scene. You keep putting a knife in it and it keeps coming back.
Well, the wheat market has been that we don't trade nickel trading ranges anymore. We don't have closes 5 cents above or below the previous night. We're in the 15 to 20 cent range. So a lot of volatility there. Certainly dry weather in the U.S. South plains and too wet weather in the soft red region has this U.S. market on tenuous shape, but it looks like the Russian wheat production has probably improved just slightly with some moisture.
Okay, let's take a look at the cattle market. Is the trade suggestive of some more upside potential?
I think we're trying to trade higher cash today. Certainly, we've seen a huge rise in the choice cutouts this week, up more than $6 in the first 3 days. We're going to try to trade higher cash. That should support the bull spreads. The cash market looks like it's going to develop in the 158 to 165 range. Certainly, a big spread between asking and bid prices at this stage of the game. So we may put cash off for another day, but I would anticipate more bull spreading both in the feeders and the live cattle today.
Thank you, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She's in Morton, Illinois. December corn 406 and a quarter, down a half, and November beans 970, down 2 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.